Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. Got an injury update for y'all on Tyson Campbell and some answers from Doug Peterson about the play calling in the fourth quarter of yesterday's loss to the Miami Dolphins. Disappointing loss after the Jaguars jumped out to a 17-7 lead, were on the doorstep of being up 24-7 before a Travis Etienne fumble. That obviously switched to the momentum and flipped the game on its head for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But looking at Tyson Campbell, he does have a hamstring injury. He left after getting a pass interference called on him, covering Jalen Waddle one-on-one. Waddle was breaking out towards the sideline. Tyson Campbell was unable to keep up with him. He had to interfere with the pass. And he came up with a hamstring injury. And now, according to Doug Peterson, Tyson Campbell will miss some time. That is the direct quote from Doug Peterson. He would not put a timetable on his return. How long will Tyson Campbell be out? We're not sure. I would not expect to see him in the next couple of weeks. I don't want to speculate on how long it's going to be because Doug Peterson is unwilling to put a timetable on it right now, but saying he's going to miss some time certainly sounds like it's going to be a multiple week sort of issue for Tyson Campbell. And if you followed sports, if you followed football, hamstring injuries can linger. They can take a while to fully heal properly. You've seen this sort of thing here in Jacksonville before, and it's very unfortunate for Tyson Campbell, who was playing a really good ball game both in coverage and in run defense for the Jaguars on the outside. A guy who got paid a lot of money this offseason. He's dealt with injuries throughout his career. I think when he's on the field, Tyson Campbell is a very reliable outside cornerback, but now the task will be getting him healthy and getting him back on the field at some point in the future for the Jaguars during this 2024 season. While he's not available, you could be looking at Buster Brown, who entered the game and played for him a good bit after his injury yesterday. Jarian Jones, potentially. Doug Peterson didn't want to commit to exactly how they're going to deploy their corners, but Ronald Darby will obviously still be in the starting lineup outside. You could see Buster Brown, you could see Jarian Jones, maybe a combination of them both. So we're going to have to just wait and see how that plays out there. And then I also asked Doug Peterson about in the fourth quarter, you know, 8 of 9 plays to start that quarter were run calls. I asked him if it was intentional, if it was a situational decision to run so many run plays, if it was by design. And Doug basically said that he felt like the offensive line was really getting it going and they were starting to dominate the trenches up front. And they felt like they could run the ball and kind of take the will out of the defense. And I'm sure that, you know, salting away the clock was also part of that equation. But Doug's answer was basically they felt like that they could run the ball. They felt like they were running the ball very well. The offensive line was doing a good job up front. And it ended up that that wasn't quite enough. And Doug Peterson places a lot of the blame for this game on third downs. not being able to execute on third down. I believe he said third down was the Jaguars' nemesis on offense this week, and that is certainly fair. I think you could have put yourself in better positions in some of those third down plays. Personally, I think that throwing the ball a little bit more down the stretch certainly could have helped with Trevor Lawrence playing so well, Brian Thomas Jr. not getting a target in the second half. There's definitely some areas to look at here, but certainly the offense did go to a very, very run-heavy approach in the fourth quarter after being very balanced throughout the ball game. I thought that the balance was on point up until that Travis Etienne fumble, and then the balance and play calling, run to pass, kind of got flipped on its head, and it went run heavy. And in the fourth quarter, they weren't able to put up any points, and they ended up losing the ball game. So that's kind of how it went down. Again, Doug Peterson just saying that they thought they were doing really well up front and that they could run the ball and do a good job doing it. But unfortunately, that did not lead to them putting up any points in the second half. Again, great drive in the third quarter before Travis Etienne fumbled that football. And that's the turning point. It certainly is. In the NFL, games are won and lost usually on a handful of plays or less, and there is no play bigger than that. Obviously, the Tyreek Hill 80-yard score as well. But Doug Peterson says there's some coaching points, certainly on the defensive side of the ball. I think there's obviously some coaching points on the offensive side of the ball as well. But the Jaguars, they have a big-time Week 2 matchup against the Cleveland Browns, who are also 0-1. Their offense coming off a rough showing, but one of the most talented and physical defenses in the NFL. The Jaguars will be hosting them this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Everbank Stadium. They've got a lot of work to do to try to get back on the right side of things, to get to 1-1 and avoid an 0-2 start here in 2024. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.